Hello, everyone. So, this is the last episode where I read something to you in full length. When I start doing episodes starting tomorrow, I will definitely use my dictionary and my freestyling consciousness, and that will be how I do podcasting the rest of my podcasting career. So I want to explain more of what I'm put on earth to do because I just learned more. For example, I am called to do budget advocacy. What does that mean? Another aspect of advocacy that ensures proactive engagement of civil society organizations with the government budget to make the government more accountable to the people and promote transparency. Budget advocacy also enables citizens and social action groups to compel the government to be more alert to the needs and aspirations of people in general and the deprived sections of the community. I am called to do bureaucratic advocacy. What does that mean? People considered quote-unquote experts have more chance to succeed at presenting their issues to decision makers. They use bureaucratic advocacy to influence the agenda, although at a slower pace. I am called to do express versus issue advocacy. What does that mean? These two types of advocacy, when grouped together, usually refers to a debate in the United States whether a group is expressly making their desire known that voters should cast ballots in a particular way, or whether a group has a long-term issue that isn't campaign and election season specific. I am called to do health, environment, and climate change negotiations advocacy. What does that mean? Supports and promotes patients' health care rights as well as enhanced community health and policy initiatives that focus on the availability, safety, and quality of care. I am called to do ideological advocacy. In this approach, groups fight sometimes during protests to advance their ideas in the decision-making circles. I am called to do interest group advocacy. Lobbying is the main tool used by interest groups doing mass advocacy. It is a form of action that does not always succeed at influencing political decision-makers as it requires resources and organization to be effective. I'm called to do legislative advocacy. The reliance on the state or federal legislative process, quote unquote, as part of a strategy to create change. I'm called to do mass advocacy. Any type of action taken by large groups, petitions, demonstrations, etc. I'm called to do media advocacy, the strategic use of the mass media as a resource to advance a social or public policy initiative, Jernigan and Wright, 1996. In Canada, for example, the Manitoba public insurance campaigns illustrate how media advocacy was used to fight alcohol and tobacco-related health issues. We can also consider the role of health advocacy in the media in the quote-unquote enactment of municipal smoking bylaws in Canada between 1970 and 1995. I just want to make it clear, I'm pro-alcohol moderation, and I have no feud with those who smoke tobacco. It's easy to hear that and think there's some contention, not on my part. I don't think on their part either. Next, I am called to do special education advocacy. Advocacy with a quote-unquote specific focus on the educational rights of students with disabilities and all the other human rights of people with disabilities. I am called to do advocacy in a legal law context. An advocate is the title of a specific person who is authorized slash appointed in some way to speak on behalf of a person in a legal process. I'm called to do advocacy in a political context. In quote unquote advocacy group is an organized collection of people who seek to influence political decisions and policy without seeking election of public office, even though later in life, I'll be doing public office. When I first start, it won't be public office, but eventually it will be for me. I'll be doing advocacy in a social care context. Both terms and more specific ones, such as independent advocacy, are used in the UK in the context of a network of interconnected organizations and projects which seek to benefit people who are in difficulty, primarily in the context of disability and mental health. I'm called to do advocacy in the context of inclusion. Citizen advocacy organizations or programs seek to cause benefit by reconnecting people who have become isolated. Their practice was defined in two key concepts, CAPE and learning from citizen advocacy programs. So, I am called to the four types of advocacy tactics that Margaret E. Keck and Catherine Sikink initiated. I'm called to do information politics, quickly and credibly generating politically usable information and moving it to where it will have the most impact. I'm called to do symbolic politics, calling upon symbols, actions, or stories that make sense of a situation for an audience that is frequently far away. I'm called to do leverage politics, calling upon powerful actors to affect a situation where weaker members of a network are unlikely to have influence. I'm called to do accountability politics, efforts to hold powerful actors to their previously stated policies or principles. These tactics have been also observed within advocacy organizations outside the USA. I am called to do transnational advocacy. What that means is that advocates and advocacy groups represent a wide range of categories that support several issues listed on worldadvocacy.com. And you have the core existence of networks that are demonstrating increasing importance of transnational advocacy, international advocacy, basically a coalition of organizations working together around the world, like the United Nations, as well as organizations that have the same purposes, and they work together in the same country, and they also work with different countries of organizations who are just like them, in layman's terms. And I may help conduct exit polls at the filing of an amicus brief. And of course, I'm going to use advocacy work on the internet in ways that are respectful of the social media company's rules. Because you can tell the truth on social media, but you have to do it in a way where you can still maintain your social media account, because many people have just said how they felt in such a way where they were blocked, banned from social media. So you have to be wise with that. So yeah, I'll be doing, you know, media campaigns, public speaking, commissioning and publishing research, lobbying, lobby groups, facilitating civic engagement, collective action, directly approaching legislators, of course, influencing decisions within political, economic, and social institutions, and influencing public policy, using activities and publications to do that, and by using facts, my relationships, the media, and messaging to educate government officials and the public. That will be me. Okay. This episode is pretty simplistic. This is the last time I do an episode on my calling, by the way. So, I'm called to do economic activism, which involves using the economic power of government, consumers, and businesses for social economic policy change. Political groups on the political spectrum use economic activism as a form of pressure to influence companies or organizations to oppose or support particular political, religious, secular, or social values and behaviors. This may be done through ethical consumerism to reinforce quote-unquote good behavior and support companies one would like to succeed or through boycott or divestment to penalize quote-unquote bad behavior and pressure companies to change or go out of business. I'm called to do brand activism, which is the type of activism which business plays a leading role in the process of social change. Applying brand activism, businesses show concern for the companies they... Applying brand activism, businesses show concern for the communities they serve and the economic, social, environmental problems, which allows businesses to build sustainable and long-term relationships with the customers and prospects. Cutler and Sarkar define the phenomenon as an attempt by firms to solve the global problems its future customers and employees care about. I'm called to do consumer activism, consists of activism carried out on behalf of consumers for consumer protection by consumers themselves. For instance, activists in the free produce movement of the late 1700s protested against slavery by boycotting goods produced with slave labor. Today, vegetarianism, veganism, and freeganism are all forms of consumer activism which boycott certain types of products. Other examples of consumer activism include simple living, a minimalist lifestyle intended to reduce materialism and conspicuous consumption, and tax resistance, a form of direct action of civil disobedience and opposition to the government that is imposing the tax, to government policy as an opposition to taxation itself. I want to make it clear, I have no bigotry against meat eaters. I have no bigotry against those who eat fast food and snacks, okay? I just want to be crystal clear on that. Okay. I am called to do shareholding activism, which involves shareholders using an equity stake in a corporation to put pressure on its management. The goals of activist shareholders range from financial increase of shareholder value through changes in corporate policy, financing structure, cost cutting, etc., to non-financial disinvestment from particular countries, adoption of environmentally friendly policies, etc. Okay. I am called to do science activism, which may include efforts to better communicate the benefits of science and ensure continued funding for scientific research. It may also include efforts to increase perceived legitimacy of particular scientific fields in response to the politicization of particular fields. The March for Science held around the world in 2017-2018 were notable examples of science activism. Approaches to science activism vary from protest to more psychological, marketing-oriented approaches that takes into account such factors as individual sense of self, aversion to solutions to problems, and social perceptions. I'm called to do art activism. Design activism locates design at the center, promoting social change, raising awareness on social/political issues, or questioning problems associated with mass production and consumerism. Design activism is not limited to one type of design. Art activism, or artivism, I'm called to do that, utilizes the medium of visual art as a method of social-political commentary. Art activism can activate utopian thinking, which is imagining about an ideal society that is different from the current society, which is found to be effective for increasing collective action intentions. I'm called to do fashion activism, which was coined by Celine Semain, S-E-M-A-A-N, Semain. Fashion activism is a type of activism that ignites awareness by giving consumers tools to support change, specifically in the fashion industry. Has been used as an umbrella term for many social and political movements that have taken place in the industry. Fashion activism uses a participatory approach to political activity. Craft activism, or craftivism, is a type of visual activism that allows people to bring awareness to political or social discourse. It is a creative approach to activism as it allows people to send short and clear messages to society. People who contribute to craftivism are called craftivists. That would be me. Activism and literature, I'm called to do that, may publish written works that express intended or advocated reforms. Alternatively, literary activism, that's also me, may also seek to reform perceived corruption or entrenched systems of power within the publishing industry. So, I'm called to do community building, communities of practice, cooperative movement, grassroots, guerrilla gardening, transition movement, media activism, culture jamming, peace activism, nonviolent resistance, peace camps, peace vigils, healthy propaganda, guerrilla communication, protest, demonstration, direct action, performance theater, protest songs, sit-ins, strike action. If I have to, I will do hunger strikes if I have to. Yeah. These are the healthy forms of activism if I have to. I'm called to the human rights movement. I mean, that is so simplistic. I don't need to explain it. Some things in life are so simple, you don't need to go any further. Now, I'm called to do environmentalism. Now, I have to explain a little bit of that because people are learning about climate change. People know what human rights means, but environmentalism, what's that? The protection of nature or the natural environment driven by a utilitarian conservation ethic or a nature-oriented preservationist ethic. The protection of the human environment by pollution and prevention or the protection of cultural heritage or quality of life. The conservation of depletable natural resources, the protection of the function of critical earth system elements or processes such as the climate. And I'm called to help out the animal rights movement. You know, that's self-explanatory. I don't need to explain that either. In political campaigning, lobbying, voting, petitioning, being a healthy public watchdog, being a healthy whistleblower, beholding government agencies accountable, oversight, transparency, judicial activism to protect our conception of the social good. That's all me. I mean, I'm called to political activism. There we go. Internet activism. Protecting or changing the internet itself for the good of the needy and everyday common people, and securing digital rights. That's all that means. Sometimes the internet has two wordy definitions. I just simplify it so we can move forward. Franchise activism. Make sure that franchises look out for everyday people like us and those on the bottom. There we go. So simple. So, yes, I'm really called to do, street marches. Let's see. Petitioning elected officials, running, contributing to a political campaign, mandate building in the community, including writing letters to newspapers, computer hacking hacktivism, how one should spend their money, economic activism. I'm called to, do this kind of advocacy, because I think it's so important that we make it clear to love people. Environmental justice, climate justice. Now you know what I mean when I say that. Civil rights, women's rights, labor movement. I'm called to do these things too. Be a civil activist, social revolutionary, social movements. That's all me. And I'm called to do collective action, civic engagement, collective action, combining politics with technology, hashtag activism, offline protests. That would be me. Working strategically with partisan media, migrating to alternative platforms and healthy manipulation of mainstream media. That would be me. Let's see what else I'm called to do. Demonstrations, preferential patrons or boycott of businesses. Yeah, that would be me. And civil disobedience, advocacy groups, advocacy evaluation, healthy slacktivism, spiritual activism, student activism, youth activism, water protectors, healthy dissidents, community leaders. I'm called to do this kind of stuff. In closing, this is what I'm called to do, y'all. Hosting house meetings or parties, having larger meetings, AGMs, putting up posters, talking to pedestrians on the street, or walking door to door, often involving informational clipboards, gathering signatures for petitions, mobilizing letter writing, phone call, email, and campaign, setting up information tables, raising money from any small donors for political advertising or campaigns, organizing large demonstrations, asking individuals to submit opinions to media outlets and government officials, holding get out the vote activities, which include the practice of reminding people to vote and transporting them to polling places. I'm called to do grassroots democracy, grassroots fundraising, grassroots lobbying, grassroots innovation, and participatory democracy and self-organization. That ends the calling of mine episodes.